Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Another 9 people have died with COVID-19 in New South Wales, with the state recording 1,542 locally acquired cases. There are 1,156 people with COVID-19 in hospital in the state, with 207 in intensive care, and 89 are needing ventilators to breathe. 76.4% of the eligible population in New South Wales has now had a first vaccine dose. Victoria has detected 334 new cases, and it's recorded 1 death. 149 of the cases have been linked to known outbreaks. 1 new local case has been detected in Queensland. The infected teenager attends a school in the Brisbane suburb of Sunnybank. As a precaution, the school has been closed for the day. Labor Senator and former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally has confirmed she'll nominate for pre-selection to run for a lower house seat at the next federal election. She'll aim to replace retiring MP Chris Hayes in the Western Sydney seat of Fowler. United States President Joe Biden has announced new vaccine requirements affecting around 100 million Americans. The rules require all employers with more than 100 workers to have them vaccinated or test for the virus weekly. Workers at health facilities that receive federal funds will have to be fully vaccinated. Mr. Biden says almost 80 million Americans have failed to get vaccinated.
As your president, I'm announcing tonight a new plan to require more Americans to be vaccinated to combat those blocking public health. My job as president is to protect all Americans.
The United States Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over a new law that bans most abortions, arguing that it's unconstitutional. The Texas legislation prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before some women know they're even pregnant. Courts have blocked other states from imposing similar restrictions. But the Texas law differs because it leaves enforcement to private citizens through lawsuits. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's concerned other states could follow Texas.
The statute deputizes all private citizens without any showing of personal connection or injury to serve as bounty hunters, authorized to recover at least $10,000 per claim from individuals who facilitate a woman's exercise of her constitutional rights.
I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News in Easy English.